In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And so it was. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was very good. And then suddenly, there was something wrong in the creation God created good. An infection began to spread from our first parents' rebellion. And the Lord looked upon his creation, and he saw great wickedness, that men's hearts were filled with evil, and he was sorry that he had made man on the earth. And the Lord was grieved that what he had created good had suddenly become very, very bad. So God decided to destroy it through water. He was going to bring a flood upon the earth to make an end of all flesh, because the earth was corrupt and filled with violence. God used water to destroy the earth that he created good. Life-giving water. Water that on the third day he gathered into one place and called seas. This water was now to become a means by which he would blot out all that he created on the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heaven, all the things that he had created good. But God decided to save some. One man found favor in his eyes. Noah walked with God, which meant that he knew who he was, that his identity was defined by his relationship with God, that he was a man declared righteous by grace, God's grace, a man whose righteousness before God made him blameless in his generation. That is, a man who showed God's mercy and God's forgiveness and God's love. In Noah, God saw what he had created good. So Noah built an ark of gopher wood, 300 by 50 by 30 cubits, with a roof and three decks. And he inhabited it with two of every living thing of all flesh, male and female, including his wife, his three sons, and their wives, eight souls in all, God's eternal community. This was God's covenant with Noah. This was God's way of saving Noah and his family and all the living creatures that inhabited the earth. And Noah did what God commanded him, and it was very good. And so death came to the world. Destruction of everything except what God preserved on the ark. But the water that destroyed the earth was the living water for those eight souls in the ark. To be on the ark was the only way to be saved. Through righteous Noah, God saved the world from the unrighteous. Through the wood of the ark, God saved Noah. St. Peter, in his epistle, says it this way: God's patience waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through water. And then St. Peter adds this: baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you. This Sunday, St. Peter is our epistle, and he will also proclaim this: for Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. Jesus, righteous and blameless before God, is our ark. And through the wood of his cross, he saves you. Luther had a prayer at his baptisms. We call it the flood prayer. It's about Noah and the ark. It's about water. Water that destroys and water that saves. And here is some of what Luther wrote. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemn the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet, according to your great mercy, you preserve believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. Behold this child, that through this saving flood, all sin in him, which has been inherited from Adam, and which he himself committed since, would be drowned and die, that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church. In Noah, God restored all of humanity. In Jesus' resurrected body, a body that still bears the wounds of his passion, we see what restored humanity looks like. And this restored humanity now looks like you. Bodies washed clean by holy water. And in all those 8-sided fonts, there is new creation. And on all those holy altars, God's restored creation is prepared for you in a holy meal of holy food. And it all happens here, in the church, in Christ, our ark of life. In a watery grave are buried all our sins that Jesus carried. Christ, the ark of life, has ferried us across death's raging flood. And there was evening, and there was morning, the 8th day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.